So this huge reclamation of like my femininity, my womanhood, my sexuality just kicked off this whole like expansion, mind-blowing that I even had a body. Is that weird?
Hi, everyone. Welcome to This Juicy Life. I'm Aaliyah.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are so truly thrilled that you are here with us to explore what are the key ingredients to living your juiciest life and how do we actually implement them so that we can live our greatest, dreamiest, sexiest, best lives.
Yeah.
Today on the podcast, we have the fabulous Susie Holman. Susie is a multi-passionate entrepreneur. She's a business coach and a mother of four. Holy moly.
Yeah.
She is the co-founder of Jovi, the multi-million dollar menstrual pain control brand, and Susie School, a female business development empire where she helps women find financial freedom and fulfillment through business ownership.
Susie believes authenticity is magic and money is made through intimacy and connection. You can find her in her Insta stories at Susie Holman or hanging out in the desert in Arizona where she resides. We think you guys are really going to like this episode. It's super clear and fun and we talk about so many juicy topics. Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Yum, yum, yum.
Awesome.
I'm okay, so happy welcome. You're here. This is so fun.
This is so fun.
The best energy. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being here, Susie. Honestly, I somehow came across one of your posts. I didn't follow you before. And I was like, who is this woman? I just liked you immediately. And I think it might have been your post about congratulations to women who put on real pants today. Like, I think that was maybe the one that floated across my stream. And I was like, can relate. Don't wear real pants anymore.
Who needs unless, them?
Say yeah, it, that's right. That's it. Pants, jogging pants. Unless I'm leaving the house for something that I feel like I should be mildly respectable for. I'm like trying to find that like perfect transition pant, you know, where it's like,
aren't we
I can
all
leave the house in it? I mean, totally. That's really what we're looking for. So, yeah.
That's such a fun way that you found me. It's such a cool testament to like Instagram is just the coolest energetic web. And totally. What we think is going to be the thing that connects us with our ideal person. We're like, here's all this value I'm going to add in your life. That's going to blow up your marketing. It's like, did you wear pants today? And now we're friends.
I know. And that's it. It's just basically, you know, it's an energy that you can read through Instagram, which is like, you shouldn't be able to do that, but you can. You absolutely can. So happy to have you here on the podcast.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. When Lauren sent me your post, I can't remember if it was the pants one. I don't know. I just remember your energy. I was like, oh, yeah. Her energy's awesome.
Yeah.
Easy yes.
Yeah.
I hardly even looked at your content. And then I explored later and was like, oh, yeah. There's so many posts that I'm like, yes,
true. Well,
yes,
I love those resonant frequencies. Like we just find our people and it's so cool.
That's so cool.
And we're like, you know, obviously, this woman is living a juicy life. We can feel it.
Yeah. So thank you. Yes, I do feel like that I am doing. Yes.
So on that note, let's get in right into our first question, which is always, what are your top three juicy life ingredients? And it can be anything that comes to you.
Oh, I love that so much. Okay, first juicy life ingredient would be the people that I put in my life. Like people are what make it so juicy. Like, yes, there's the people I have birthed from my womb that of course make my life so juicy. But the people that I like just surround myself, that I find, that I gather into my little realm, that is the first piece. Number two, I would say, can we say sex?
Oh, like, fuck yeah. Everything.
Juicy sex life. This is like something that's like weirdly, my husband and I have been married for 17 years, and which is forever. I was like 19 when I got married, and really having great sex is like a revelation to me over the past 5 years. Like, whoa, it's mind blowing when you like dig into that realm into like turn that into something juicy, how creatively and literally juicy that part of your life can get. So that would be number two. And I would say number three, like I'm obsessed with my business, like obsessed with what I get to do in the world every single day and doing it in my own way. Doing it in my own way, business done in my own way is my third juiciest thing, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that so much. Oh. In my own way. Absolutely. Yeah. Can we go into sex right away, though? Because, like, we don't talk about sex enough on this podcast.
No, we don't.
This is,
we
this,
absolutely
this
don't.
Is the Juicy Life Dude. Podcast. And you have been Dude. Married 17 years.
Yeah.
And have, like, sounds like kind of reinvented your sex life for the last 5 years. And so, like, that's, I mean, I'm sure there's people listening that are like, I want that.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so my sex life story, Todd is going to die. Actually, he's not going to die. He'll be so proud of us. Yes. So I was raised Mormon, which is a really like high demand, strict religion. Definitely like the whole abstinence before marriage. And mm-hmm. no one talked about it. I got like no advice. There's like not... like very purity culture vibes. I knew nothing. Either did my cute little husband, and we go in our like teenage marriage and we're just like fumbling our way through for years and like so much shame and guilt kind of baked into our religious view of sex, actually. Mm. And really realizing like some of those thoughts that I was having about it weren't even mine. Not that I thought it was bad, but I definitely wasn't exploring how expansive it could be. Even expansive like for your business, like how it completely can change your energy and your connection with yourself and your connection with others. This was not something I knew in my little religious Mormon sex moment. Mm-hmm. And so really we went on this journey of like, there's gotta be more than this, right? Than just like, yeah, we should do this a couple of times a week. It's so fun and great, but like there's more, right?
Yes.
And going on this, we went on this journey together and nothing weird, right? But just like learning and understanding the connection side of it and experimenting and playing and leaving our religion also sort of helped that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. How did that start? Like, was one of you like, hey, should we like explore? Here's this quiz I came across, or like, how did
okay,
even,
well, we're going like all the places. Okay.
How do you broach the conversation?
Yeah.
Well, so ours was from me first. So when you are Mormon and you go to the temple, there's these garments that you wear. Maybe you've heard of the LDS garments. So you wore these, they cover your shoulders and they go down to your knees. And so I wore those for our whole marriage underneath my clothes. And so when I decided to like leave the religion and kind of step away from some of that faith tradition, not all of it, I did choose to step away from the undergarments. And at that time I was like, there's a whole body under here. I've been covering this body for like 20 years. Like what is under here? Damn. Like, this is incredible. What is under here? And I feel so amazing and sexy and like real underwear. And that was my big, like, reclamation of my body that like, I just went through so many changes of reclaiming my sexuality because I could, for the first time, like see it. Like you only take those off to like shower and have sex. So you're like, you don't even see yourself. Oh, so this huge reclamation of like my femininity, my womanhood, my sexuality just kicked off this whole like expansion, mind blowing that I even had a body. Is that weird?
Yeah.
No, that's I mean, so great.
It's great. It's weird and wonderful.
well, and I think it's also relatable in the sense of like, even if you aren't a Mormon, our relationships to our bodies are so messed up. And so like everyone has a different story about their relationship to their body. We've explored a little bit of that on this podcast, but like being able to rediscover your body as this like sexy, pleasureful, like fun, an opportunity to express yourself in the way you want to express yourself and feel and experience life and pleasure in the way that you want to do it. I mean, that is such a beautiful reclamation. And I think
it literally brings tears to my eyes. Like it literally brings tears to my eyes because it was like so life-changing for me and for our relationship and for our connection, just like any journey to reclaim your body. If that is not a sexual journey, like reclaim your breath, own your breath, put your hand on your belly, feel your breath going in and out of your gorgeous body vessel. Yeah. Like there's so many ways to reclaim our bodies that aren't, because sometimes reclaiming our thoughts about our bodies is really hard. Like that stuff is entwined from the time we are tiny, but you can reclaim the feeling of your body, like just like touching it, being with it, touching your face when you put on your makeup slowly, like romanticizing who you are is huge, but simple.
Totally. And as women, I mean, we experience so much of our life through our bodies. Like if we, okay. and if we miss, if we're missing out on that, we're missing out on life. Totally. So it's so juicy.
Yes, yeah. Very juicy.
I want to know, like, because obviously you had a thriving business, I'm assuming, before this reclamation. And yes. I'd love to know, how did that translate into your business and into your life in other ways, this reclamation of yourself and your sexuality?
Oh, good question. I think it's just authenticity, right? Like, just kind of like I was wearing those underwear, I was also wearing like a mask in not like how I was showing up in my business and like, this is how I think I should show up. This is the way that's like pretty to show up. This is the way that makes people feel comfortable. And when you like start to really like reclaim your sexuality, you're like, I don't like that. That is uncomfortable. And you're like, wait, but this is also real and raw. And I can be that person in my business. I can be that person online. I can be that person on Instagram because it feels so good to be that person in my real life. So sharing even more parts of me, as I was even sharing more parts of that with my husband and with myself, just like more open, more honest. Mm-hmm. And when you have more authenticity and honesty in your business, like you can't be stopped.
Yeah. That's what attracts people to you. That's what attracted us to you for sure.
you
posted recently the most radical question you can ask yourself is, what do I really want? And then the bravest thing you'll ever do is go for it. And I was like, oh God, it's that simple, isn't it? Like really asking ourselves, what do we really want? And that's the authenticity that you're speaking to. Mm-hmm. And then being brave to go for it. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be like the theme of what you do and sort of like the, I don't know, yeah. From what I've gathered is like really helping people connect to that. Is there anything along that line that you would give to people or share with them besides just asking that question that supports that discovery?
That question is so simple and so complex.
Yeah.
What do I really want? Like our first thought may not actually be what we really want. Like, is that actually what we've been taught we want? Mm. Or is that actually what we think we should want? For example, my business is like multi 7-figure business. And I was like, what I want is like, I want this big team and I want to be everywhere. And I want people to know who I am. And I want to have this big mission that everyone can resonate with. And I start taking the steps towards that and realize like, that is not what I really want. I actually want to do what I want to do, what I want to do. I don't want all these payroll people on my books. I want to be able to take weeks off. And realizing that like, where did that like, was that a, I really want this or I should feel I should want this? And that is an interesting distinction of should I want that or do I really actually want that? And sometimes we actually can't figure out the answer to that before going for it. Like that post said, you have to go for it. You have to take a couple steps and then only through our action can we gain any insight. Then we will be closer to knowing what we really want.
Oh, that's so true. And so it's such a good plug for being brave enough to go for it and try and then being open enough to pivot when it's like, oh, okay, new information. Totally. This is no longer the thing. Let's try again. Let's get honest. And I love that you shared that. You were like, this is my idea. I'm gonna have this huge business. I have all these people working for me. I'm gonna be everywhere. It's gonna be great. And then you realize like, I imagine I'm trying it on because I'm in a similar place where it's like, that's a fuck ton of work. That's just busy, busy, busy. And that's not me really relaxed and living my life and enjoying my people and doing all the things that feel really good to us ultimately. And so, it's such a good point when you're asking that question of what do I really want? Mm-hmm. Asking your kind of almost doubling down and going like, is that what I really want? Or is that what society says I should want? Or like what I used to think I wanted? Like what do I really want in my heart of hearts, in my bones? And, you know, and then you got to try.
And you got to go for it. Even if it's scary, especially if it's scary, like that going back to my religion, asking myself, what do I really want? Like that was the hardest question I have ever answered in my entire life. It's hard. So if people have a hard time with that question, that's real.
Yeah.
That's real.
I appreciate so much that you draw the not parallel is not the right word I'm looking for, but like that you say you need to put it into action to really test it out, right? Mm-hmm. Because I think a lot of us, myself included, can try to like figure things out. Like I gotta figure it out first. I just gotta like, you know, figure it out in my head. But like if I'm not actually taking action on the thing and getting the data in real time, then I'm not going anywhere and I'm not learning anything. But I think
that's
a
what
lot
keeps
of us get
people stuck.
Yeah.
That's what keeps people stuck for years, just stuck in their mind for that thing they've been swirling about in their mind for years. They might have more, they'll have more clarity on that in taking action for 1 week than 2 years of spiraling and wondering and questioning and figuring it out in your mind.
100%. And then when you take that action, like the next step often becomes like it presents itself, right?
It always does. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. And it might not be something that you expected or could have possibly rationally figured out in your brain. So,
And that, you know what, that goes back from like getting out of our brain, like getting out of our mind and getting into our bodies. Mm-hmm. Like our bodies hold the answers. They hold keys. Mm-hmm. They hold wisdom. They hold knowledge. And when we like really tune in and listen, you're like, actually, I literally feel like there's a heavy softball in my gut. Mm-hmm. Like your body also has answers. So tuning in to that as well is helpful.
Oh, so good. How do you know in your body when something is a yes or a no, or a move towards or move away from?
So I feel like it manifests in different ways at different times, but it's always like an excitement, like a feeling of expansion in my chest, or like my heart beats a little bit faster. I get just like amped up, like I had like a couple Red Bulls. I'm like, yes, okay, this is it. And then when there's something I'm on the fence, I can't tell in my mind if this is a yes or no, because my mind can be like, yes, no, yes, no. And it can do a whole dance. And I'm like, that's not helping me. Then I have to really get really quiet, really still, and really pay attention to my body. And usually I have a sensation, literal physical sensation in my gut that's like yes or no.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel similar. I definitely it can relate to the, you know, three Red Bulls and being like, yes. And then also feel the like for me when it's more quiet, it's like a subtle kind of contraction or expansive feeling, or like a pull forward or a shrinking backwards kind of feeling in my body. And that's how I kind of tune in. So good.
I feel like it's one of the greatest tools we have as women, and especially like I'm in business, obviously, it's one of our most powerful business tools, and we're just really not taught it very often.
We are not. No. That is why we are doing this work.
Yes.
Talking about it now.
This.
Yes.
Yeah. So what would you suggest, like, for somebody who is like hearing these words and they're like, okay, I don't really know where to start.
Yeah.
Like, how do I, you know, how do I apply this to my business? How do I use my like my body to like help me get clear on the next step? Like, what would you suggest for them?
That's a good question. So I actually run every woman that comes to my retreats. I do in-person retreats. One of the first things we do is we run through this exercise, and we go on one piece of paper and we put on a nice song and we fill out like all of your dreams. Like I say, I'm giving you a magic wand. Here's your magic wand. Anything you want is possible. Write it down. And so they write down like, I want to go on vacation 20 times a year. I want a new house. I want And then like it can be possible. You don't let your brain go to anything else other than the dream. And then you flip over the page and then you go to the yeah, buts that come up. Yeah, but I don't know if I'm going to do that. Yeah, but I don't have employees. Yeah, but we're not that rich. And then you look and you feel as you read through the first page, you pay attention to what does that feel like in your body? Where can you sense it? And when you go to the yeah, but page, the sensation is it's usually with 98% accuracy, people can feel the difference sometimes for the first time in their life. Like, whoa, I feel what a yes is. And now I feel what a no is, which is, it's a really powerful exercise for people to do.
Brilliant.
Amazing.
I love
Thank
that.
You.
Yeah. That's so great. I would love to talk a little bit, because one of your other posts that I really love was you guys watching Gary Vee talk about people doing what they want and being stay-at-home parents.
Yeah.
And your husband is a stay-at-home dad, right?
Yeah.
And I just was like, yes, more of this talking about people giving themselves permission to do what they want to do. And I'm just curious, like, say more about that journey, how that came about, so, and just how people can do that.
I can't get away from my Mormon upbringing, which is just like tied into everything I know and everything I am and everything. So I grew up obviously super traditional family, very clear on the instructions of like women stay home with children, men work. So my husband went to dental school. I put him through all 8 years of school by his side. That stuff is hard. He goes off, he's a dentist, and we're like, is there more to life than this? Actually, the pandemic was amazing because he couldn't work for a month. And it was like, this is the best life we've ever lived. You are an incredible parent. I'm a way better parent when you're around. The kids love this. Like, could we really make this work? But the amount of societal conditioning around, especially when you have a doctorate degree that costs a shiz ton of money and this like, you know, notoriably whatever career, walking away from that to be a stay-at-home dad. There was so much that him and I both had to wrestle with because I'm like, I'm not even supposed to be working. I'm supposed to be this parent and you're supposed to be this. And so having a switch roles, is this okay? Is this safe? Like, and eventually we wrestled with that for quite a while, months, years. I was asking him to come home for like years before. But really deciding, like asking her, going back to that simple question, what do I really want? And that answered it. And he came home and I'm not going to say that it is like, it still doesn't come up with like, people are just say all sorts of things. Like, aren't you bored, Todd? What are you doing with your degree? Which are fair questions for them to ask. But they're also usually laced in like so much judgment that you're just like, okay, cute. But also, how's your 9-to-5 going?
Jealousy. Yeah.
Totally.
Jealousy.
Probably. Yeah.
Totally. Laced in jealousy. Yes. And judgment. Oh, that's so wild. How like was the process of releasing what other people think in that process?
Oh, it's sadly taken us both. Like we're still on that journey. Mm-hmm. Like that's so sad. That's ridiculous that it's still this much of a journey, but that's how deeply our societal and cultural beliefs are embedded in us. They don't have an off switch. That is like untangling noodle by noodle in a bowl of spaghetti. And that process takes time and like confidence and really trusting yourself when those comments come in. So we're still on that journey. It's tough.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, right there with you. I mean, I didn't grow up Mormon, but I still care what other people think when I don't want to be.
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
You want to be over it. We're like, don't do much.
Where's the off switch?
Oh, my God. Decades of self-help, personal growth, spiritual expansive work. And I'm still like, damn, I care too much what you think.
Oh. I know.
Yeah.
Same. We should get over that. Yeah, we never will. It's fine.
We are getting over it though. We are.
I do think, you know, you see like your grandmas, at least my grandma, by the time she was 97, she's like, I don't give a fuck about any of you, like any of your opinions. I'm like, maybe it's just an age thing. Like, I do feel like I get closer every year to being like caring less.
Yeah.
A thousand percent. I actually created a post this morning that it's a quote that I said years ago that I still stand by. And it's, as I get older, it's not that I give less fucks. It's I'm more clear where to allocate them. You know what I mean? It's like not like I care a lot, but I start to care about the right things or the things that are really important to me, not the things that are what other people think. Yeah.
Right.
But such a journey though. I think it's such a journey. Yeah. And it's such a journey for women, especially for everyone, but for women, especially because often our value is tied up in our likability, lovability, what other people think about us. Mm-hmm. And so it's a really, I think, hard to untether that bond. And, and so that's, like you said, one noodle at a time, just.
Yeah.
And intentionally, and I think intentionally choosing into that journey. I think so many of us live in anxiety, overwhelm, hate for ourselves, and we never intentionally choose to like, I'm going to actually try to get a handle on this. And then you just float through your whole life feeling like garbage all the time. But when you make the intentional choice of trying to change, like we get each noodle, we get closer and closer and life feels better and better and better.
Yeah. We become so much more aware of where we get stuck and we see it and we can kind of like quickly catch it before it like takes over everything. So
totally.
Would love to know about your third Juicy Life ingredient, your business, and something that both Aaliyah and I have challenges with is like choosing, we're both in business doing the things that we really love as well. And it's when your like hobbies sort of turn into your full-time job and totally. Finding this balance between keeping it juicy when you're busy and you're trying to do so many things at the same time. So I'd love if you could just share more about that and how you keep your businesses feeling juicy.
That's such a good question. And going back, such a journey, because I've completely had periods of my life where my business completely took over when I'm like, I'm scaling so fast. Like I said, we're going to these places and we have all these employees, and realizing like that was completely taking all the juice out of it, all of the fun mm-hmm. out of it. Mm-hmm. And realizing that where the juice lies for me is not even remotely in the transaction of the money. That doesn't feel good for me. So while for me, it's like, I could do all these digital programs and I could be serving thousands. Like I tried that and the exchange of energy didn't feel juicy. Sure, the money coming into the bank account for a while, those hits feel super nice until they start to feel like nothing. And you're like, there's got to be more than this. So understanding the energetic juice and where that lies in your business and keeping a real beat on that. Like, when is it getting drained? And like, is it just because you're doing too much, or you're doing too much of the things that drain you, or are you not doing enough of what you love? Like you make your hobby your business because you love it so much, and then those get out of proportion. So really always tuning into the energy exchange and where it's getting out of balance mm-hmm. has been helpful for me on trying to keep it juicy.
Mm. Yeah, the energy exchange. So like recognizing where you're, I don't know how I'm translating that in my brain, is like recognizing where maybe you're feeling like more maxed out and you're not feeling like it's as fun, and trying to find mm-hmm. something that kind of balances that out. Do I need to like drop something, or do I need to change something so that yeah. I can balance it?
Like, for example, like Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. When that stops feeling fun and you're like, this is a chore and I have to show up and I have to do all these posts and I got to get a reel out today. That's not a juicy energy exchange. That is an energy exchange of scarcity and fear and worry. And like, that's not juicy. So like, don't actually do it. Like, don't. That isn't what you need, is to drain that battery more. Do something that lights you up so that you can then come back at that into a better energetic place. And the whole exchange is going to go better. And then you're going to meet these random cool girls online from a pants post you did just because you were having fun.
It's all about the energy.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Yes, that's so cool. It's what I'm hearing in that too is like really just being mindful of like what aspect of your business lights you up, and then leaning into that. And then if it stops lighting you up, you know, taking some space so that you can get lit up and come back to it again fresh.
Yeah.
That's such good advice. I mean, I just feel like on the daily, I do that when I'm like hitting a wall with something and I'm like, let's go for a walk, you know, and just shift up the energy, shake it up, or have a little dance party. Like, let's throw on a great song for 3 minutes and just see if that frees me from the stuckness.
So smart. Mm-hmm. Most people, like, I feel like a lot of people don't even understand like the value in that like simple state change. Uh-huh. Like if you were going through these more and more of these state changes per every day, your life would feel more juicy. Because like you get into that place where things start to drain, there goes the juice, like there goes the energy. So keep switching it up to keep it high.
Yeah, we have this language, at least between Aaliyah and I, that we can be like, ooh, this is not feeling juicy. Like, this is not the way, you know? Like last Friday, I was like, girl, I am not feeling juicy today. Like I've done all the things I normally do to like juice myself up. It's just not happening today. And I need to honor that. And I need to not push or force. And Aaliyah was like, of course, like we'll reschedule, you know? And it was like, yeah, we're not here to force anymore. That is not what we're doing anymore. That's not the energy. That's not the vibe. And
I love that you said that, because going back to like our bodies, our sexuality, there are going to be days, there's going to be certain times of our month where like things are not juicy and they're not meant to be. They're supposed to be resty, and the resty is the juicy.
Exactly. 100% resty. Resty for the win. Yes. I love that so much. Yeah, Lauren, when you said we're not here to force things anymore, I had like a full body shiv, like a because that is the truth. That is the truth. Like no more forcing. We are flowing. We are flowing through this life.
Amen. Amen. River. Amen.
Yes. With a cocktail in my hand. It's great.
That's it. Amen. That's it. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. So on the topic of like, because this is obviously a big theme with your business, is like helping people tap into what they really want, the truth of what they want, and then doing it in an authentic way that feels good, that lights them up. Is there anything else that you want to share on that whole, like the, what you do and like that you want to share with people, with our audience?
Yeah. So I am super big into helping women build aligned businesses. Like I've built a couple of offers that are like really funky. And it's like that energy wasn't completely aligned with my heart, with my energy. And so, and they never go as far as the ones that are like, boom, that's in complete alignment. So I help women understand, learn to hear themselves, learn to listen to themselves, learn to write their own playbook instead of adopting other people's. Because we all have different energy types. We all have different things that bring us juice. And you have to build in your own specific way, which kind of sucks, honestly, because it'd be nicer if it was like, okay, I'm going to take all of Alex Hormozi's advice. And if I do this is going to be the outcome. And like, sisters, it just doesn't work like that. Like you have to build it from your own alignment. But when you do, you are literally unstoppable. And the journey of finding that alignment is the ultimate juiciness for me. I'm obsessed with it. And so that's what I help women do. It's so fun.
Can so relate.
I
love that. It's like, I think having the realization that like as creators, as creatives, we're not here to get the answer from somebody else.
No.
We're here to create it, right? And that does suck.
I know. Our egos are like, no, take someone else's answer.
Like, that would just be so much easier. But like, every time I get advice from somebody else, I'm like, no thanks.
No.
I don't need advice, you know?
It's so wild how we grow up taught to outsource, like outsource what we want, outsource our power, outsource like what's right for us. And then as we start to learn to insource, there's that like, not trusting it fully. So like I'll speak for myself. I personally, you know, have spent a lot of time and energy and years learning to trust my intuition, to hear my inner voice, to trust myself. And there are still times where it gets sticky and I'm like, I call a psychic and I'm like, tell me what to do, predict my future, you know, because trusting ourselves is freaking hard.
It's so hard. Yeah.
I love that you say that. That is literally the basis of my entire work. Is learning to trust ourselves. And it is from the time we are like infants, we're doing it to our teachers, our parents, our siblings, our friends. And we're not ever actually, most of us weren't praised actually for trusting ourselves ever. So it's like a new muscle that we're learning to flex, and it is uncomfortable. And it does come with so much indecision and second guessing. Because we're not used to getting gold stars from that. And we have to give them to ourselves because no one else is going to give them to us. And we're historically not great at giving ourselves gold stars for anything ever because we're women.
Yes. So true. I feel like I read that you are homeschooling your kids. Is that right?
Yeah.
Ish.
Well, there's have you guys heard of Acton Academy? It's for like kids of entrepreneurs. It's incredibly amazing.
No.
I every year am always trying to find like what is the best situation for my kids. And every child is so different. Like we started a micro school in COVID, and then I have some in private school, and then like one's going to go to a new school because what do they really want and need? And listening to them and paying attention, I feel like our kids can't tell us exactly what is going on. But as a like mother, you have to trust your intuition for the kids. So really understanding that we have this job to not only listen to our intuition for us, but for our children too. And that's why sharpening that tool is so important. Do you guys homeschool your kids?
We don't have kids. We don't have kids, so we don't have to worry about that.
Good luck with that.
But I am obsessed with parenting and like conscious parenting. And like, so I'm always like asking people and nerding out on this. And I'm curious, like, how do you help your kids trust themselves? Like, how do you teach them that or model that? Or, you know, what does that look like for you?
That is a constant practice of asking them instead of telling them, like, you just simple things like, what do you think? What do you think you should eat? Do you think you've had enough? Instead of like, you got to eat more of what's on your plate.
Yeah,
like little practices of like, what do you think? Are you tired? Instead of you're tired, go get in bed. Like little stuff like that helps them sharpen and listen and tune in.
Yeah, it's so good. I love also conscious parenting stuff. I'm going to have a niece and a nephew, but like, I love reading like parenting books and things like that because I imagine applying that to myself and to my inner child. And like, what would be different if I spoke to myself like that? And that is a tool that I do use often.
That's amazing.
And I used it last Friday because I was I went straight horizontal in my bed and I was like, I'm not feeling good. And I was like, okay, it's okay. You're allowed to have, you know, and I had to like talk to myself as if I was, you know, my 7-year-old inside and like be with her and be like, it's okay. You don't have to force things. Like you don't feel like it right now. That's okay. And like, that is like such a strategy that I've had to learn to love myself and to reparent those parts of me that didn't learn how to build that trust internally. Mm. So I love talking to parents. I love people that are you know, helping to model that and teach the younger generation how to do that. Because I just imagine how much like, I don't know, like what could be possible for them having that at such a young age.
And then the most beautiful part, talk about juicy, is like when you parent your children, you're literally just reparenting yourself. Mm-hmm. And that is like such a healing and juicy, incredible journey to be on. It is by far the best part of my life.
Wow, that's so beautiful. I love that so much. And that's what I like. I always imagine parenting is. I mean, I'm also an auntie and like I'm obsessed with my niece and nephew. And it's a constant practice of like, am I embodying what I want them to, you know, to learn? Yeah. Am I asking myself the questions that I'm asking them? Because I'm so mindful when I'm interacting with them, what I'm asking them. And, you know, if they're always asking like, well, why this, Auntie? Why this? Why, what this? And I'm always flipping it back to them. And I'm like, you know, like you said before, asking your kids, like, are you full? What do you think? Do you think that you want more food? How often do I ask myself that? Like, you know, are you, how does this feel in your body? Do you want more of this? You know,
it's your body telling you right now.
Yeah, it's so juicy.
Oh, our little people. So juicy. So good.
Yeah, Lauren, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask a question that we always ask people is really like, why do you think living a juicy life, or do you think living a juicy life is important? Like on an individual level, on the macro level, like how does that impact other people in our lives and the world? Or does it?
That is such a good question. I think I'm very out there, woo, and I really believe in like sacred contracts and things we signed up to do before we came down here that we cannot do if we are not following our individual life path. I think that there's literally like the closer we get to being on like our sacred assignments, the better we feel. The further away from them we are, we're anxious, depressed, disconnected because we're not doing what we actually signed up to come down here to do. And I think that when we live our juicy life, when we follow our energetic clues, when we're like lit up and we're feeling good and we're doing good, you're like on a path that is for so many more reasons than just for you because we're all so incredibly connected. It is the most gorgeous, stunning work that when you realize you're not just doing it so you can have a juicy life, you're doing it so everyone can have the juicy life they were sent here to have, is so beautiful. It's such important work.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes.
Feel that for sure.
Yeah.
So good.
Even you shared like that, you know, having a juicy sex life is like expansive for your business, right?
Totally.
Like So juicing up your life in any way is going to, you know, translate into all these other areas, translate into your business, which does impact lots of people, you know?
100%. And it like, if you have a juicy life and you're living it, and not only if you have a juicy life, because there's so many people who are like, have a juicy life, but don't actually fully experience like the juice in their life. You're like, what? This is your life. And you're not just like mind blown by this, like every freaking second. Like it completely changes your energy, your frequency, your vibration. And that vibration is actually what's calling people in. It's literally what called you guys in on Instagram. It wasn't the thing I said about pants.
No,
it was like a feeling that hit you that just like it affects on literally such an energetic cellular level of how we operate that it is mind blowing to me.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. From the person in the grocery store to the people you're interacting with in your business, to your children, to the ripples that they create. Like it is just your energy is everything.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
So yummy.
Yeah.
Love it. Well, Susie, you've been amazing. Thank you for your energy, for packing this conversation full of so much wisdom and nuggets and truth. We're so happy that you came to chat with us.
Well, this was so fun. Thank you for being a part of my juicy life. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on.
Appreciate you. And we would love for you to share where people can find you and like what you have coming up.
I pretty much just hang out on Instagram, Susie Holman, Instagram. Perfect. I also have a podcast that will be changing names to, shouldn't say it yet, but it's currently called Your Business Will Heal You. So I hang out both of those places, but Instagram the most.
Awesome. Check her out. Great energy, great posts, great truth. Love.
We'll see you there.
Well, that was sexy. That was great.
Yeah.
That was so, her energy is so fire. And I love how crystal clear she is on everything she's saying, you know, but with humility and honesty about the journey, it's just, and just the passion and the enthusiasm.
So totally.
Relatable.
This is like an episode that I would love to listen to. Like if this was like truly, like if this was our podcast, I'd be like, ooh, who is this person? I really like her energy and I love her. I love, you know, that her whole platform is about authenticity and alignment and that's what you get from her. And that's, it's like fun and playful.
Yes.
And just like all the things that I enjoy, business, some woo, getting real, talking about body, being with girlfriends, dancing.
Totally.
Like all the good stuff, parenting, like
all of it. It's all the things we're trying to do here is really help people plug into what lights them up and have the courage to go for it and live their juiciest life. And she's doing that. And it was really cool to hear how she got there, you know, like the pieces that she's moved through and the challenge, but also the reward on the other side.
So, and the humility too, right? Like to say, you know, it's not all figured out. It's a work in progress because we all are. We don't need someone that runs a business to be like, I've got it all figured out, you know? Like it's not, that's not the answer and that's not really relatable, right? So,
And like she said, what we're really attracted to now is truth, authenticity. You know, like when somebody is showing up and they're in alignment and they're authentic, it's like, ooh, I feel that. It resonates and that's what draws me to you. And so that's just a plug for being in your truth and being humble about where you're at and that's okay. There's no shame in that. That's like actually a beautiful thing when you own where you're at in your journey.
Totally.
Love it. Love
it. Great conversation.
Great conversation.
People,
fantastic.
Sex, business,
parenting, all the things.
All the good stuff. All the good stuff in one episode. And possibility. Right.
Which possibility.
Like, that's really the thing that we find. I mean, that's the thing that I find the sexiest of all things is like possibility.
Possibility and leaning into what really lights you up, like getting really honest about that and then going for it. I love how she emphasized that we have to go down that path and
take action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yay.
Bravery.
Yay.
And here are the takeaways. Number one, social media is a frequency web to attract like energy.
Number two, reclaim your body as a vessel for love, pleasure, and life.
Number three, your authenticity is what makes you magnetic in your business.
Number four, sometimes we need to take action towards what we want to really understand if it's truly what we want.
Number five, you'll get more clarity when you take action versus thinking about it forever and ever.
Mm-hmm. Number six, our bodies hold the answers, the wisdom, and the knowledge. Tune in.
Number seven, when you make the intentional choice to change, it always gets better.
Number eight, understand the energetic juice of your business and where that lies and prioritize that.
Number nine, when you build a business from your own alignment, you're unstoppable.
Yeah, baby. Number 10, to help your kids learn to trust themselves, ask them what they think more.
Oh, so yummy. Oh,
so good. So good. Thank you so much for being here. And if you loved this episode, we would love to hear what you really liked about it. And if you have any guests that you're thinking of that you really, really want us to interview, please let us know. And if you love this episode, please give us that 5-star rating. Just like click it. It's going to take you 2 seconds. And it really helps us.
2 seconds.
And it will really help us get this podcast out there to more people that are aligned. And that's what we're really about. So
that is what we're about. Love you. Yeah. Love you. Thank you, Susie. Thank you all for being here. And have a freaking fantastic week.
Yes. Do it.
At a time we all need a second lease on life, an opportunity to begin again, to begin anew, to see ourselves differently. Why for you was this the right time? Was this the right time?